closed in downtown Beirut, where hundreds of demonstrators took to the streets to voice support for the Bahraini people as Saudi forces aid the crackdown on peaceful protests in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The demonstration took place facing the United Nations headquarters, reflecting a call to the international community to stop the violence being witnessed in Manama against unarmed civilians.
We suffered. We know what suffering is. We know what suffering means. That's why we are here.
We are here to tell the government of Bahrain that all people of Islam are supported with each other.
Personally, for me, I have family and friends in Bahrain which are facing this violence, and I'm really afraid about them.
Among the demonstrators were representatives of many Lebanese political factions, including the Christian Free Patriotic Movement, who considered the crisis in Bahrain as part of a call for equality around the Arab world. The Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, for its part, has condemned what it said was foreign military intervention in Bahrain and said the move destroys chances of reaching a solution in the Arab nation. Representatives of the Bahraini opposition were also present at the protest, declaring that their people will challenge the curfew enforced by the military forces.
The Bahraini people were merely calling for the resignation of the government or for a constitutional monarchy. But today, through your media outlet, I would like to declare that the Bahraini people have decided to call for the total removal of this regime. I also call on my people to defy the curfew enforced today and take to the streets.
Observers see the Arab world uprisings in general as a collective awakening against oppressive regimes who have close ties with Washington.
The entire Arab world is clearly active and is witnessing an Islamic awakening through which people want to change the oppressive Arab regimes which were established on the basis of collaboration with the West, especially the U.S.
The latest violence against these protesters, especially with the participation of Saudi troops, is expected to complicate the situation more for Washington, which traditionally has had good ties with the Middle Eastern monarchies. Several people have reportedly lost their lives and some hundreds have been wounded in the latest wave of violence in Bahrain. And Saudi-led forces have even stormed Manama Hospital, where hundreds of civilians were receiving treatment for injuries suffered in clashes. The Egyptian revolution seemed to reflect the timeless Arab call for social equality. Today, this demand has manifested itself even more with the current support you see here in Beirut for the suffering demonstrators inside Bahrain. Mariam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.